This is WSKG News. I'm Gabe Altieri. Earlier this month, New York's Public Service Commission changed how solar energy is valued in the state. Ahead of the decision, some older solar advocates were worried a change in regulations would make solar panels less attractive for homeowners and small businesses. Valesa Suter-Klein works for NYSEA, a trade association that advocates for solar energy industries. She joins us now. Hi, Valesa.
Hi, Gabe. Thanks for having me.
So this is really complicated. Let's just say that up front. But can you explain what the Public Service Commission decided last week?
Sure. As you noted, on March 9th, the Public Service Commission issued an order that significantly changes how solar power is compensated in the state. So not just solar power, but distributed energy, which includes a number of things like wind and solar and battery power, battery storage, et cetera. So the value of distributed energy resources proceeding, as it's called, is a major milestone on the state's path towards modernizing our energy system. So we're looking to have a cleaner, a more reliable, updated electric grid, and that's a huge undertaking. And as you said, it's a very complex undertaking. So this order moves towards compensating solar and other distributed energy based on the true value to the system, and we can dig into that.
Yeah, the true value. Can you kind of explain what that means?
Sure. So historically, we have compensated solar through what we call net metering. This new system gets into what is solar actually providing to the grid? So what are some of the demand reduction, locational benefits, and what are some of the environmental costs? So we, as a society, are generally pretty good at assessing the value of electricity. We've been doing that for years. What we have tended to ignore is some of the health and economic and environmental costs that come from dirty electricity. So putting a value on that and assigning that to clean renewables gives them an opportunity to be economically competitive. But it's a very, very complicated undertaking, and it requires a lot of information that we don't necessarily have to the point, to the granular level that we're looking for.
And we talked about net metering a little bit. That's the process where small producers like homeowners get credited for the energy they produce. What does this do to that? People who maybe already are using net metering, maybe are already producing solar.
So as solar developers in the state have been watching this proceeding, it's been unfolding for a year, there's been a lot of question marks. Like, who's going to retain net metering, and how are we going to be able to do business in the state? So this order that came out protects residential and small commercial solar installations. They will continue on net metering, and that's a really good thing. It's a very important thing as we start to figure out this granular sort of valuation methodology. It's really important that we protect the sort of mass market, everybody who has solar on their homes and in their yards, and make sure they can keep generating electricity and being paid in a full and fair manner. So that's how it impacts the small commercial and residential community in the state.
And does it phase it out eventually? Phase out net metering?
It does, and there will be a phase two of this proceeding, and it puts a sort of a 2020 horizon on net metering for residential. So we will see more changes, and this will continue to evolve over the next 2 years.
Yeah, and 2020 isn't too far away. So how should small solar producers feel about this decision? People like homeowners or people who are interested in getting into solar?
So another good thing about the order is that it did a good job of making sure, everyone who's interconnected to the grid to date, everyone who has solar on their home, companies that have made significant investments in projects under the existing paradigm, they will continue under that paradigm. So the state has really shown some leadership and some clear direction on, if you invest under whatever exists today, we will protect that investment. So that's one thing that will instill some confidence in folks who want to go ahead and install solar under today's current compensation methodology. Beyond that, I think it's fair to say that this approach is very, very complex, and companies in the state, small companies and even large national companies, are struggling to understand how this will actually apply to them, their business models, how it'll impact their customers. And so we do really want to emphasize, as phase two rolls out, implementation and ensuring that this works, that people can understand and apply this methodology is critical to its success.
Valesa Suter-Klein works for NYSEA, a trade association that represents the solar industry. Valesa, thanks so much.
Thanks, Gabe. I appreciate it.